Need your daily fix on mixed martial arts?
We're going to kind of recap Bellator 155.
From UFC 198.
Who's who?
Kind of a controversial decision.
And who's not?
I couldn't figure out why, and then it hit me.
Well, don't you fret, because Golden State Media Concepts got you covered. Get your daily dose of MMA podcast. Everything from the UFC, Bellator Fighting Championships, Extreme Cage Fighting, Invicta Fighting Championships, and so much more. Join us as we talk about some of the biggest names in mixed martial arts. We've got you covered here on Golden State Media Concepts MMA Podcast.
Right now, we're talking about that UFC 214 card, Cormier versus Jones 2. And now we're talking about that welterweight title. I mean, it wasn't a title match, but welterweight match between Robbie Lawler, who had been off for over a year, and Donald Cowboy Cerrone. And this was a really good fight. I thought it was a lot of back and forth. I was really surprised at how Robbie came out the gates swinging. I thought with the fact that he had been off for a year, I thought he would maybe kind of start out a little slow. But, you know, he had done his homework. And one of the things that you know about Cowboy in the past is that he tends to start off slow and build momentum. And so Robbie came out and he jumped on him right away. And I was a little surprised. I'm like, oh my man, he's going to finish Cerrone early. But Cowboy weathered the storm and he really started to come back. When I looked at the fight, I gave round one to Robbie Lawler. I gave round two easily to Cowboy. I thought it was with the new scoring. That's one of the weird things about the new scoring. Do you score round two a 10-8 because it was that round was all Robbie Lawler, I mean, all Cowboy Cerrone? Not in a devastating way, but it was a lot. He controlled that round. Round three was a much closer round. It went back and forth. I thought Cowboy did enough to win round three, but I could easily see it going the other way. When in the end, I had the fight scored 2-1 for Cowboy Cerrone, so I thought he won the fight, where it was actually reversed when the results came in. I was a little, not necessarily surprised, because I could totally see the fight. The rounds were so... Rounds one and three were so close, especially three. If you scored round three for Robbie Lawler, I had no problem with it. So I didn't have a big problem with the decision. But, I mean, I had scored it for Robbie Lawler. And then when you go and you look at, you know, the stats of the fight, and you say, okay, you know, round two... Cowboy had a nice takedown. When you talk about, you know, significant strikes landed, Cowboy landed 82 significant strikes. Robbie Lawler landed 77 total strikes. Cowboy landed 99. Robbie landed 85. When you're talking about control time, Cowboy Cerrone had the edge there. He had for a minute 29. So when you look at it and you say Cowboy had more control in the fight as far as control time, he threw more shots at 185 to Robbie's 164. He landed more. He landed at a higher percentage. He landed more significant strikes. He threw more significant strikes. when you look at the actual stats, it still goes back to my card, and I still think that Cowboy Cerrone won that fight. So now, with the fact that, you know, we can't change that, what happens to these guys next? It was an impressive fight, but with everything that's going on, do you give Robbie Lawler a title shot now? Tyron Woodley says no, that he shouldn't deserve a title shot because, you know, he lost the title and you know, a few seconds when he fought him the first time, and then he took over a year off. I don't really knock him for taking that time off. I think that was a super smart decision of his. Number one, no one has taken more serious blows than Robbie Lawler. He has been in so many battles. So with him not being champ, I thought it was a perfect time for him to take the time to heal up properly, especially coming off a huge knockout. I think 6 months to a year is a perfect time for a fighter to take off. So I don't really take that against him. When you look around and you say, okay, so who do you give the next fight against? Now that Tyron is not going to get GSP, I think Robbie Lawler, Tyron Woodley, the rematch too, is the fight that needs to be made. You know, Carlos Condit's gone. I mean, he just fought Wonder Boy twice. You know, he just fought Damian Maya. So the perfect person for him to fight next, or Tyron Woodley to fight next, would be Robbie Lawler. I think that's what's going to happen, in my opinion. Now, and then as far as Cowboy goes, I think he, you know, with two back-to-back losses, I think he's going to have to take a step back. I thought he fought really well, even though I think he won. I think he has to go and kind of rebuild himself like he's done in the past, get back on a winning streak, and then get back in the title picture. But as far as any title claims, I think it's pretty much he's now out of the title picture. But I do think this puts Robbie Lawler right into the thick of things. And it really does set up for a Robbie Lawler Tyron Woodley rematch. As far as I'm concerned, Robbie should have gotten an immediate rematch after the first fight. Flash knockdown, you know, he really never had a chance to really show what he could do against Tyron Woodley, even though I thought Woodley was going to win. But when you have a standing champion who has defended the title as much as Robbie Lawler, I think you have to give him a rematch. So that's my opinion on that one. Now, the last fight of the night that we're going to talk about, actually we'll talk about a couple other fights, but the last fight on the main card, that was an interesting one, and that was Jimmy Manoa versus Volkan Ozdemir. And it's kind of crazy how this fight came about. They didn't trust John Jones, really. And that's how Jimmy Manoa ended up on this card. They just stuck him on this card. They gave him a fight so that if something happened with John Jones, Cormier would have an opponent to fight. And so they gave him Volkan Ozdemir. And I keep not giving Volkan the credit he deserves. And a lot of other people stop giving Volkan the credit he deserves. But every time you turn around, Volkan lays hands on people. And it was no difference here, where you had a situation where he's fighting Jimmy Manoa, and you're talking about 4 minutes toward the end of 4 minutes and 20 seconds into the fight. They're in a clinch against the fence, and it didn't even look like he hit him hard, Jimmy Manoa hard, but Manoa went down and did not recover. And Volkan finished him off. And I love the nickname, Time's Running Out, because he has this sneaky power. It doesn't have to be a huge shot. He's just this guy that's just blessed with a lot of power. And, you know, when they had at UFC, UFC had Rumble in, and he had trained with Volkan, and he's just talking about how Volkan's not the fastest guy. He may not be the strongest guy, but he's one of the hardest working guys in mixed martial arts. And I believe him because he keeps winning fights that he should not win. Jimmy Manoa was kind of like the de facto, if Jones can't make it, he's getting a title shot. If he wins this, the very next fight, he's getting a title shot. Now, with Volkan knocking out Manoa, Volkan's right in that title picture. You know, when you look at the title situation here, as a matter of fact, when you're starting to talk about Daniel Cormier and what's next for Daniel Cormier, and a lot of people suspect that he will go to the heavyweight division. But if you were looking, if the Brock Lesnar fight with John Jones doesn't happen, I think you have a John Jones Gustafsson fight, and then I think you set up a Volkan Daniel Cormier fight. That's kind of the way I would see the everything kind of breaking down here. But if Cormier goes to heavyweight, then, you know, Volkan will have, you know, he'll have another fight in there. He won't be fighting Rumble, that's for sure. So, but it's going to be interesting. Volkan's actually has staked this claim in that division. A couple other fights that I want to talk about before we wrap things up. Aljamain Sterling had an impressive fight. As he won, this was just a fantastic card. You had Lomas versus Knight, with Lomas winning. This card had a little something for everyone. Yeah, there's no way that anyone could be disappointed in this card. The UFC has done a really good job. So this concludes my recap of the UFC 214 card. And on our next episode, we'll be talking about more UFC news and the upcoming events that's coming up this weekend.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts MMA Podcast. Part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.